Welcome to the Hypnotic Beast Podcast. I'm HypnoBeast, a creative guide and hypnotherapist, with over a decade of experience helping people relax, transform, and tap into their inner selves. This is a cozy space for guided journeys, imaginative transformation, and maybe a little magic along the way. We're going to allow you to hypnotically imagine transforming into a werewell. A few words of caution before we begin. Please only listen to this recording in a safe, stationary environment where your full attention can be given to the process of imagination and relaxation. Do not listen to this recording while driving or operating heavy machinery. When you're ready, make sure you're in a comfortable position, preferably in a bed, couch, or chair. Close your eyes if you haven't already done so, and prepare to relax deeper and deeper now. Each and every time you listen to this recording, the suggestions become stronger. You become more open and receptive to positive, good suggestions and your skills of focus, relaxation, make-believe, and trust increase as well. It's a nice, relaxing day at the beach. You lounge under a large umbrella, safe from the sun. A pair of young people walk by in swimsuits, leaving behind footsteps in the sand. A cool, salt-kissed breeze carries squawking seagulls and the scent of the ocean. Waves crash gently, providing soothing white noise in a slow, hypnotic rhythm. Not too far off is a used fire pit for bonfires and nighttime parties. You can see a pod of dolphins play in the breaking waves. It's easy to find yourself starting to zone out. You have all the time in the world. There is nothing to do but relax. Your mind may wander as you start to slip into a deeper relaxation. Maybe you'll find your body relaxing as the waves crash. Now, you can close your eyes and become more settled into your support. Let your back rest gently against whatever is supporting it, and let your butt rest against whatever is supporting it. I want you to imagine a soothing ocean breeze. A person can allow relaxation everywhere the breeze touches. Perhaps you can feel the breeze in your hair. You can feel the breeze against your scalp, and all the tension melts away. The place where the back of your head meets your neck can become relaxed now. You can allow this comforting breeze to brush against your face, and you can let your brow relax, the area around your eyes to relax, and your jaw to loosen and unclench. How does it feel when a friendly zephyr caresses your head and massages your scalp? You can allow this wonderful breeze to slip across your neck and shoulders, allowing all the weight of the world to fall away and allow yourself to relax. There is nothing to do but rest now and let relaxation flow. The gentle breeze blows down your arms, wrapping around your biceps and triceps, swirling around your forearms, and massaging your hands gently. I don't know just how deep into relaxation you can let yourself go, but this gentle breeze can guide you into a more peaceful state of being. The soothing breeze flows against your chest and around your upper back. You may feel them tense and let go. The relaxation flows into your lower back and belly. You can just allow your lower back to relax and allow your belly to expand, because you can stop holding everything in and let it all go for now. As this healing breeze flows, you can allow the muscles in your rump and groin to relax. You can open up your posture, loosening and becoming more receptive to relaxation. This relaxation flows into your thighs, and you may feel your legs begin to relax. The soothing breeze seems to say, "It's okay to forget everything for now. It'll all be there when you return. Now is the time to relax and recover." This gentle breeze swirls around your calves, around your ankles, and across the arches of your feet, and all the way down to your toes. This healing breeze soothes all part of you, and you can settle more deeply into relaxation. Your mind starts to drift. In a few moments, I'll count down from 10 to 0. With each number I count, allow yourself to drift deeper into trance, deeper into hypnosis. Allow your mind to guide you to an even more relaxed state. 10. The horizon stretches, vast and endless, out before you. Your mind drifts to transcendental thoughts. 9. The gentle crash of a wave rolls up the shore and then recedes, as you can see the wave fall back into the ocean. You can drift deeper into trance and the depths of hypnosis. 8. Gold and red glimmers on the rippling water as the sun begins to set. It's time to rest. 7. A seabird drifts overhead. Its call is distant and soothing. Allow your mind's eye to follow the bird as it passes out of view. 6. The sand beneath you grounds you, soft and steady. Drift down now. 5. Another wave rises, curls, and breaks with a calming whoosh. Focus on my voice. Focus on the sound. Think of nothing but peace. 4. The tide comes in and it goes out. The tide pools fill and empty. as you listen to the sound of my voice, allow everything else to fade. 3. You can almost hear a distant whale song. It's time to go deeper. 2. The ocean welcomes you. You can feel its vast power and might, like a sleeping giant. 1. You drift fully into the ocean's embrace. You allow an even greater peace as you become open and receptive. 0. Deep sleep, deep sleep, deep sleep. Each and every time I say the words deep sleep to you, for the purpose of hypnosis, with your permission, the body relaxes completely and the mind surrenders deep into hypnotic trance. Each and every time I say the words deep sleep to you, for the purpose of hypnosis, with your permission, the body relaxes completely and the mind surrenders deep into hypnotic trance. Deep sleep, deep sleep, deep sleep. You hear the sound of a rhythmic drumming when you slowly come to. People are talking, and they sound like they are having fun. The fire pit, not too far away, is rumbling and crackling with warm fire. You rise to your feet and see what all the commotion is about. Around the fire pit, a group of many different people talk and socialize. They have drinks and snacks. One of them notices you, a big beefy islander with a smile. He says, "Hey, he's awake." The ragtag group of many walks of life, old, young, masculine, feminine, androgynous, student, professional, housewife, all turn to you and cheer. "We're sorry to invade your space," they say, "but this is our weekly meeting spot. You're free to join us if you want. You might experience a little magic tonight." They offer you a drink. You're a little thirsty from being at the beach all day, and you guzzle it down. You sit down on a log, surrounding the fire. Perhaps you enjoy talking to them, or perhaps you quietly enjoy their presence. The moon rises high into the sky. It casts a shimmering silver light on the ocean. "It's almost time," one of them says. The others seem to agree. If you ask what they mean, they just smile and say, "You'll see." You check your phone and see it's almost midnight. But these are friendly folks, and you stay longer. Suddenly, the group rises and welcomes a slender, bearded man in a wizard costume. As you look harder, you notice that he's wearing a very high-quality, fancy costume with silver buttons the shape of stars on a fine midnight blue robe. You think this might actually be a real wizard. Everyone gives him hugs and sits back down. The wizard turns to you. "Oh, who's this?" he says. His deep-set eyes are piercing and authoritative. "Oh, him. He's a newbie," says one of them with a smile. The wizard strokes his beard. He chuckles and says, "I suppose there's enough for one more." Everyone starts to hold hands for some reason, and you join the circle. The wizard pulls out a satchel and empties it into the fire. As the contents burn, a thick, sparkly purple smoke rises from the fire and envelops the group. You don't have to breathe in the smoke to feel it working on you. Your entire body tingles. "To the ocean," cries the wizard. Everyone runs into the surf excitedly, taking off their clothes on the way. You wonder what's going on when you start to feel your legs become shorter and stubbier, and your spine grows out into a massive tail. Your tail drags along the sand as you wade out deeper into the water. Your arms become flipper-like, and your hands and fingers start to disappear and merge. Your body expands, your neck grows wide as your body becomes more streamlined. Your skin becomes smooth and glides through the water gracefully. Your body becomes big and huge. Your belly is broad and heavy as you gain mass and size. Bigger, bigger, bigger. Your neck shifts as your nostrils travel upwards and become a blowhole. You can hear distant rumblings and the whale songs of the other people transforming. Your legs shrink to nothing, and you move deeper into the ocean, propelled by your massive tail moving up and down. You dive. The water feels like home. You rise to the surface and take a deep breath through your blowhole and drop deep into the ocean. Maybe your mouth is filled with sharp teeth to catch your prey like an orca. Or perhaps you are a peaceful filter feeder living off a krill. Maybe you're a little dwarf sperm whale. Or maybe you grow huge into a blue whale, the largest animal to have ever lived. All your worries fade as you swim and enjoy the calm vastness of being a whale. The ocean is deep, and your awareness stretches for miles. By magic, you can hear the other whales talk to you through their whale songs. They are all different types of whales, but you feel as though you are one pod, a werewell among your new family. Take a few moments now for deeper hypnosis to recall the experience in greater detail in your own preferred way. Afterwards, I will help you come out of trance. Allow your imagination to guide yourself towards a pleasurable experience. You are strong and fast, just like the ocean itself. With every breath out, you sink deeper into relaxation. Your breath is steady, deep, and calm, carrying peace to every part of you. Dive down into vast oblivion. You can ride the currents of the ocean and gain the knowledge of its depths. Plunge further into rest. Your whale song, your voice, carries beauty and truth. Drift down now. You are connected to the ocean, to the lives you touch, and all who travel with you. Go all the way down to perfect slumber. Feel feel the kindness and strength of your pod. Feel the kindness and strength of your pod and family. The power of the ocean flows through you, steady and unstoppable. Allow an even greater freedom. You can dive into the depths of your heart and rise back into the light, whole and refreshed. In a few moments, I'm going to count up from 0 to 5 and bring you up and out of trance, but locking in the power of the suggestions made. 0. Deep sleep, taking a moment to lock in the good, powerful suggestions, remembering how to nurture your inner strength. 1. Allow yourself to gently rise from trance, keeping that calm vastness within you. 2. Feeling your human form return and seeing yourself returning to normal. 3. Becoming aware of your human body, feeling refreshed and restored. 4. Taking a few deep breaths, sensing the world around you return. 5. Wide awake. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wide awake. If you enjoyed this journey or found it helpful, please visit us at hypnobeast.com. Follow the podcast or book a one-on-one session. Remember to like, share, and subscribe. Thank you for joining me on this journey. Goodbye for now, my friend.